Hi, you're listening to WALH in Wilmington, Ohio. My name's Scott Miller. I'm the pastor at the Wilmington United Methodist Church. You are listening to Music with a Message. I was recently asked, what is the spiritual significance of Lent to me? My very quick response to the question was preparation. Now, if you didn't know anything about Lent, this answer would be kind of confusing. Isn't 40 days a long time to prepare? If we're baking bread or a cake, does it really take 40 days to prepare the ingredients for that delicious treat? We tend to live in a world that is based on convenience and lack of patience. We want everything to happen quickly. When we order something online, we get frustrated if it doesn't arrive in a couple days. Now we're entering into Lent and have a 40-day wait until Easter. What are we supposed to do with 40 days? There are many traditions in the Christian faith that go along with these 40 days. Some of those traditions are fasting, not eating meat, giving up something, and sometimes extended studies based on Lent. It still comes down to a 40-day wait until Easter. In the United States, it's also significant because Lent begins in the winter and winds its way through to spring. We want spring so bad because we're tired of winter. But we're called to wait. Take time. It doesn't mean dropping everything. It does mean we need to slow down a little. Last year taught us a lot. It seemed like we have lived in Lent for an entire year. COVID-19 became a reality in Lent last year. It literally put our entire lives on hold. We have had to wait. There's an old song by the Supremes called You Can't Hurry Love. The lyrics are a mother giving a daughter advice about love. But Mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love won't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You got to trust, give it time, no matter how long it takes. This is advice that we need today. We need to take time. We always need to remember that the cross and the resurrection are about sacrificial love for us. So maybe we can take time again and wait until that spring day when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. If you're looking for a faith connection in our community, I want to invite you to check out Wilmington United Methodist Church. Right now we're meeting online through Facebook Live at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. I hope you can take time to join us for worship. Have a great week.